Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh. It turns out that Cyberpunk 2077, after being delayed, there's a little bit more to the story overall.
Little bit. There's a little bit more, Scott, because obviously in their press release when they announced the delay, they cited the main issue as essentially constructing this huge game for 9 different versions. You know, you've got the current gen, in between then you've got PS4 Pro and you've got Xbox One
Stadia.
X, and then you've got the next gen machines, then you've got PC, stuff like that. They are building a lot of different SKUs of this game, and apparently that's the issue. But going deeper into this, rumors have been circulating, and comments from the CEO of CD Projekt Red in particular seem to suggest that the main issue is actually getting the game to work on current gen machines. Apparently that is where everything's just gone to pot, and they're having real trouble getting it optimized, getting it running smoothly, and stuff like that. So I have a few quotes that back up this. Obviously the initial press release hinted towards this, but according to a Game Informer article, which was originally on why the team didn't actually know about the delay until essentially the delay hit social media. According to this article, quote, according to 3 developers, the decision to delay was a swift one after looking at the quality differences between the current gen and next gen versions. And apparently the delay was only floated on this Monday, it was decided on the Tuesday, so it was a really, really quick thing. But
that's
also Pap Business, who is a Polish business website, they did a rundown of CD Projekt Red's conference call, which they did immediately to investors and shareholders after the delay was announced, where the CEO apparently said, quote, the game for PC is ready and plays well on next-gen consoles, and the company is finalizing the process concerning current-gen consoles. So again, you know, it kind of points towards the Xbox One, the PS4 being the problem, and this is all backed up by rumors that were circulating around, you know, January, February, March, when the game initially got delayed and pushed from April, that there was something wrong with the current gen machines and how they ran the game. So apparently, you know, if those rumors were true, which it seems to be judging on these comments, apparently it's just been an issue all year of trying to get Cyberpunk 2077 to run on the machines that it was initially designed for, which is kind of worrying, I suppose.
Yeah, the thing is with those systems, the original PS4, the Xbox One, when they did the half-step systems, the PS4 Pro, the Xbox One S and X, that was all done, like I remember when they advertised the Pro and the One X, and it was, oh, it's for the developers, because, you know, we're making sure that we're going to give them the requisite power that they need to turn these projects over. That very clearly, if you look to the original run of games, Assassin's Creed Unity's face falling off being a particular example, or the Halo Master Chief Collection or whatever, they needed that step up in power to even match the idea of what a AAA game had become. And so I think that for most of the generation, those original systems have struggled. And I know a lot of people have already talked about this on social media of like, even Ben Roy was like, I'm so ready to get a next gen system because my original one, if you didn't get a half step system, is just so, it's just not equipped to, you know, run even things like the Mafia Definitive Edition or whatever, or Ghost Runner, or things like that. So I think that I can totally see that. The thing that's crazy on a dev side, a managerial side, is that I guess that they were just, you know, they develop for the highest end spec. They develop on PCs, and then you scale it down to make it work on consoles. I know that doesn't work across the board, but a lot of third-party devs do that. And I kind of wonder if that's literally the case, that they've got this massive, overblown, ambitious, incredible-looking game, and then it's like, okay, how the hell, what parts do we trim down? How do we even get this to work on these systems that were kind of barely capable for AAA games, even in like 2017 or whenever the Pro and the One X and stuff launched. So yeah, I totally see this. But I kind of just, I just don't know what the hell you do at this point. Like, surely you've been aware of the power that wasn't there for the, I mean, it's been in development for like 7 years now.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, man. And like, you are right that a lot of these games, especially from a developer like this who has a history, you know, who comes from essentially a PC background, you know, The Witcher 1 and 2 were designed primarily for like PC. So you would expect them to just kind of like throw everything into that, throw all of their ideas, all of their ambition into kind of, you know, this PC space that can accommodate that, and then just kind of hope that they can, you know, downsize them to the consoles later. But it does point towards, for me anyway, towards some kind of like serious mismanagement, because like you said, it's been 7 years or so in some form of development. Like, these have always been the consoles it was intended to launch on. So why hasn't this optimization process been there from the start, been there right from day one? Because ultimately, even if you do prioritize the PC market, you know, it was the consoles that helped Witcher 3 become the highest selling game in the franchise and really cement CD Projekt Red as like this proper AAA publisher, this publisher that can stand, you know, toe to toe with the giants of EA or Sony or Microsoft or whoever. So it kind of points towards, I don't know, to me it's just like, what have they been doing? How have they not accounted for this? Especially so close to launch. And what will another 21 days actually do? Will he be able to solve this problem, or will it just ship with less bugs? You know, should we be worried still about whether or not the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One versions are going to be as good as we want them to be, or as anticipated as they are? You know what I mean? It's like, will you have to get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X to play it at a satisfactory level where the frame rate isn't tanking, where you're not encountering a lot of bugs, screen tearing, texture quality and stuff like that? I don't know, but I'm suddenly starting to get worried about the actual game itself, not just how CD Projekt is handling the development of the game.
They did say as well that, you know, like the whole idea of the next gen upgrade, that's coming in 2021, because they said that even though they can get this version over the finish line eventually, they're then going to transition on to adding whatever they're adding to make it the next gen version as well. To guess, like, give the other side of the coin, it reminds me a little bit of No Man's Sky and Sean Murray in regards to, you know, you're this like creative team that, you know, you're completely on your own. Like, they don't have to answer to a publisher necessarily. I know they have like shareholders and stuff like that, but like, they're separate to, you know, like any sort of, most third-party devs are answering to publisher whims for the most part, and we've obviously seen how those things can completely go sideways in regards to something like the Avengers. If you're CDPR and you've, like, you know, worked extremely hard, you can watch the NoClip documentaries as to how they came up, and they obviously, Witcher 3 was bigger than anything they've ever done before. Do you then just go full-on stars in your eyes, let's just put all of our money, all of our resources, all of the ambitions into our next project, and they've made something that is just humongously overblown and incredible? Like, it's in theory, this incredible project. But they, at somewhere along the line, because it's the first time they've ever been able to do this, it's the first time they've done a first-person game, you know, it's the first time they're tackling this new IP, and it's a seven-year dev cycle, maybe they just kept pushing stuff. And if you're a creatively-minded person, you're trying to balance all those different things, it's maybe become this unwieldy, like, nigh-on-impossible project to work on the original systems it actually started, you know, that were alongside when you first started having these conversations. And maybe that is just going to come to a head at some point. It is ludicrous having a delay after the game's gone gold, though.
Ridiculous.
Like, I just, that is, and I feel so sorry for the devs. Like, just, I can't imagine what it must be like to work on something for 7 years, day in, day out, a massive crunch, ridiculous working hours. You finally get it done, and then you find out alongside the public that your project has actually been delayed for, like, nigh-on another month. I cannot imagine the actual mental toll that must take.
No, man.
And I just hope that the final version of whatever this is worth it, because this was the first time I saw the announcement on social media where the response wasn't people going, oh, just delay it for as long as you want, it'll be fine, because that is obviously the correct response. But it was more people just saying, like, oh, I'm sick of it, I just want to play it, come on, if this is too late or whatever. And I can't give any credence to that mentality, but I get the sheer consumer side of, you've said X game is coming, I've booked time off work, etc. Now it's been delayed again. Like, it's crazy.
Totally. Like, you know, obviously, 100% do not condone the people going ridiculously far with that, and, you know, sending out death threats and harassing people. Obviously not a very sensible response to this, but you can understand the frustration to some degree, not only from fans, but also from the developers working on the game, because just from a management perspective, like, at a certain point, it just sort of becomes like a piss take. It becomes like a joke. Yeah. Like the last time it was delayed, you know, they kept saying it's not going to be delayed. It's not going to be delayed again. This is our final date. And then everyone kind of turned it into a meme that, oh, is Cyberpunk getting delayed? We got like fake screenshots, Rick rolls of, you know, that yellow background with like some text over it and stuff. And yet it actually kind of like happened. And it's like, how did a delay for a game that's already gone gold happen at the start of this week? You know, how was the decision just made on the spot to push it 21 days? To me, that does point towards something fundamentally kind of wrong internally, because like you said, I have no doubt that it is, on one hand, just a bunch of creatives trying to make the most ambitious game that they can. They have all these resources, all this money, all this imagination to create a boundary-pushing RPG. But you've got to also understand how to rein that in and how to funnel that creativity in a game that actually works and actually sells and doesn't break the backs of your employees to actually produce. You know, if you look through all of the reports, like the Jason Schreier reports or whatever, on the games that have tanked, you know, Mass Effect Andromeda, you know, Anthem, Star Wars or whatever.
Avengers.
A lot of the issues in that comes from mismanagement and this kind of sense of ambition where they want to do things that aren't kind of like realistically possible, and then they get to like the final innings or whatever, and then they realize that they're going to have to cut back on features because the console or whatever they're working with just like can't handle it. And obviously I don't think this is going to be a Andromeda or Anthem level disaster, but it's interesting that these same issues in terms of ambition versus what's possible do translate over. And it's like why is there nothing in place across all of these different studios with completely different work ethics, like just kind of being realistic about goals and projections and stuff like that? Obviously people want to get carried away, but it's just a waste of people's time that is obviously sometimes pushed to the absolute max with, you know, 100 hour work weeks or whatever, just to create a thing that won't even work in the first place. It just seems like a waste of resources in a way, which sucks.
I think I want to hope that like all their collective hearts are in the right place. I think that like obviously all the reports that came out, the mismanagement, the lack of communication, the stuff about the Warsaw stock market being the reason that they couldn't tell the staff because they didn't want to risk it getting out that the game was being delayed, alongside the reality of it actually being the cross-gen stuff. It's just the whole side. It's fascinating. Like I just hope the best for the end product. I hope that it turns out. I hope they can all be super proud of what they've managed to put together in the end, because it's insane at this point. It's 7 year dev time and what they're building and what they came from and what they put out in the middle of this dev cycle. Like they started Cyberpunk in 2013 and managed to like do The Witcher alongside and Gwent, and it's like I just hope that somehow there's a positive resolution in the end, that hopefully the game that we get lives up to everything, or at least you can see the ambition present in it, which I guess you already can. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of your general thoughts towards Cyberpunk 2077. Would you rather they just took as much time as they need? And if that means that we wait until next gen, then so be it. Or do you want the game as soon as possible? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.